Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Oh, hey.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimble. Mandy tried something new and it caught me off guard.
This is our life now.
All right, so we're just gonna move in. To some bad news to start the show off with.
Jeez.
I'm in a bad mood, so
yeah, well,
we're just going to start with bad
news.
That's
not their fault.
He's just galloping through this little train of hate right now.
Right.
Trying real hard. Keep getting stopped.
Right around like the third time you've tried it.
Uh-huh.
You got like one more before you have to let the other hate get it.
I don't know where we're going with this bit. All right. Marvel and Lucasfilm. Basically Disney. Netflix was in talks with Disney for keeping the Star Wars movies and all the Netflix or all the Marvel stuff on Netflix, because Disney has decided they're going to go ahead and go through with their own streaming plan. And since they own Lucasfilm and Marvel, the MCU, I don't know what else to call that, like Marvel Studios, I guess. Marvel Movie Studios.
Sure, that sounds good.
I think that's what the official name is for it.
That I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, Disney owns them, so Disney's going to take them to their own streaming service. Huge bummer.
Bye.
Now, if you look back a couple of weeks ago, we actually talked about the Disney streaming service, so we're not going to talk about it much there. I mostly just wanted to, you know, update on Netflix's attempt at keeping that material, and it's, yeah,
which, no go. I don't know. I'm like we mentioned in those shows, I'm real curious to see where the like Daredevil Defenders stuff lands.
Yeah, I've got to believe that's going to stay on Netflix, since Netflix produced and directed, wrote, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Netflix sort of owns those.
It might be right. In both.
That was more of that was an actual partnership between the two, as opposed to just, hey, so yeah, in 2 years, because they're not supposed to leave Netflix until like 2019.
Yep.
So, but like, hey, so you're not going to get to be able to watch Rogue One or Doctor Strange because Netflix had nothing to do with those.
Mm-hmm.
But
right. But I would imagine like all of the Defenders stuff is going to maintain or going to stay there.
Probably be on both.
I would guess that, yeah, that it would be on both of them. I mean, it would make
better
sense
not go
for it
anywhere.
To be on both. Yeah, it needs to be on Netflix for sure. Like, if it goes somewhere else, fine, but at the very least, it needs to stay on Netflix. So, we'll see. It's still, you know, really early. It's not going to happen for more than a year, so mm-hmm. we're going to go through with it. We got a little bit more news about the live-action Titans. We talked last week about the casting for Nightwing. Which, yeah, no, he looks solid. We got casting for Hawk and Dove. It's Alan Ritchson and Minka Kelly, respectively. Hawk and Dove in Titans is an interesting choice.
I don't even know who that is.
They're kind of... Think of it almost like Hawkman and Hawkgirl, but in Marvel. Not Marvel, because it's still DC.
Because it's still DC.
But yeah. I say, think about...
teenagers?
Yeah, teenagers. There you go.
Okay.
It's something like... I don't know a whole lot about Hawk and Dove, I'll be honest. I think, aren't they the ones that have, like, the Dove has to balance out, like, Hawk's anger issues?
Yeah, they work pretty much, like, you don't see one without the other. They're always their dynamic. And also, it looks like the guy that is playing Hawk, if I can get my phone to work properly, it's not. The guy that's playing Hawk looks a lot older than what, like, the Titans would be. So, Hawk and Dove could very well be, like...
Mentors?
Yeah.
I would be
Alan Richard, like, Alan Ritchson.
Ritchson.
Ritchson, thank you, is 32.
I mean, they can still make that look.
I mean, they,
like,
can make it work.
Because Titans aren't teenagers.
Minka Kelly's 37, but, I mean, she also doesn't look like she's 37.
Well, Titans also have never been teenagers.
In this, even the current comic run in the Rebirth, which is awesome... There's Teen Titans and then the Titans, who are the grown up
like
versions of the original.
Yeah, and
Teen
then
they're
like late 20s and stuff like that. So, I can.
Want to see the adventures of people not good enough for the Justice League? Tune into the DC streaming service.
Oh, yeah, because that is, again, the live action Titan series is going to be on the DC streaming service, as well as Young Justice season 3.
Mm hmm.
Well, no, you can watch Titans, it's going to be on TNT.
Oh, sweet. I can watch that.
Yeah, nope.
Hacking my parents' DirecTV.
This bit is fun. It's fun every week when you do it.
I mean, at least it's not something that we care about.
That's true. I mean, like, I do want to watch it.
Well, because, you go Young Justice is, but
right. I mean, I'll have that streaming service for Young Justice when it releases. So if Young Justice comes after this Titans series, I'll just watch Titans, you know, while I'm watching Young Justice.
Truth.
In between episodes or whatever. Also, Dalton, you never laughed. You do realize that Titans isn't going to be on TNT, right?
Yeah.
Wait, it's not?
No, we said that last week. They were supposed to be, and they dropped it.
Yeah. Oh. TNT dropped it, so now it's just going to be on the streaming service.
Oh, well, the promotional poster on IMDb still has it for TNT. Yeah. I apologize. My bad. I was literally looking at my phone, and I was like, I guess you guys aren't going to be able to get TNT. That's fine. That's a funny joke. I'm going to keep looking at my phone for information on this show. I'm the dummy. I apologize. Thanks, IMDb.
I tried to go with you for a second and be like, sweet. And then I was like, I know I can't watch it, though, because it's not.
Yeah, and plus I don't have cable. But yeah, no, because you said that last week that it was on TNT, and then you corrected yourself after a little bit more Googling.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm tired.
All right, so we'll have to see how that goes. I still just am not excited about this live-action Titans show, and I love Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah. And Hawk and Dove.
It's like lame Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah.
That's kind of true.
It could really be good. True. You never know.
It could be. Like, I mean, I'll still give it a chance, but I'm not excited about it.
Except it's a DC property that's not a comic book right now.
Yeah.
And it's not a cartoon.
And, well, I mean,
not
like.
Not cartoon. Like, live actions are good.
Well, the DC.
Yeah, no, Marvel's live actions are good.
Yeah, the DC animated universe is pretty.
It'll be getting better.
Pretty solid track record. And then,
like,
the CW,
aside from, like, one or two of the animated movies.
The CW live-action stuff is really good.
Yeah.
Well, okay, never mind.
The first season of every of the DC...
the first, like, two seasons of Arrow, I like all of Flash, but I admit that it has its issues. Supergirl is really campy, but it's fun. Like, I don't dislike anything about Supergirl, really. I have trouble recommending it to people. And I'm sometimes embarrassed to admit that I watch it.
Like your guilty pleasure?
it is my guilty pleasure a little bit. But at least it's not like torturing myself like going through The Arrow is. Yeah. I don't know why I still watch The Arrow. I just can't stop myself.
Because you just want it to be good. You want it. It's like me and Iron Fist. Like, man, I want to enjoy this.
I want to enjoy it so bad.
You watch it enough, you'll enjoy it.
Maybe it'll get better.
Nope. Oh, God, stupid Felicity. And Felicity's even ruined something else for me. I was sitting there trying to find, I know this is off topic, but it's fine. It's not a long one. I was trying to find images on like Redbubble and stuff like that, like fan art for Overwatch, for something else that I'm just kind of working on. And I ended up getting a whole bunch of images of Felicity Smoke because I forgot they call her Overwatch whenever she's just, you know, in the building doing the call-out stuff and all of her hacking.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
That's her code name is Overwatch. They even made a cheeky little joke about I was going to call you Oracle, but that's taken. Yeah. They've done a couple of those cheeky little jokes about like Gotham City existing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one of them. Yeah. Oh, The Arrow is such a terrible show. But Supergirl is fun. It's... And Melissa Benoist, I think that's how you say her name.
I don't know.
That's the actress that plays Supergirl. Apparently she was in Glee, and she's actually really, really cool.
Oh, hey.
Shrug emoji.
Yeah, I only said the Glee thing because I know Mandy watched Glee.
Did. Was it Quinn then? She's the only blonde person I know.
I don't think she was blonde in Glee. Yeah, I think she was brunette.
Man, I don't know. Glee was
She
so
was Marley
long
Rose
ago.
In Glee.
Oh, the new chick?
I literally just gave you a name. I don't know. Like,
I think that was the new chick when like they all graduated.
Sure. Anyways, she was there for 3 years, so it sounds
talking
like
about my past decisions I've made.
Hashtag guilty pleasure.
I mean, I'm sure Glee. I actually liked the first season of Glee, but we're gonna move past.
I know you did. I listened to you sing along.
You got
go down this train with me.
This is
there was alcohol involved in that. I'm just going to throw that out there.
This is throw your friend under the bus up this week.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
He's salty. What do you expect? We're all doomed this episode.
You're not wrong. Okay. And other DC live action terribleness. And I will say in fairness, Gotham is what I'm going to talk about here. Gotham is a show that I wanted to like. And I actually, the first season got pretty good towards the end. The second season wasn't atrocious. And the third season, I dropped out two episodes in. Wow. Or did I drop out halfway through the second season? Either way, I lost interest pretty quickly. And I keep hearing that it has gotten amazing from like three people. I haven't heard
from all three people that watch the show tell you it's really good.
Yeah, but I haven't really, I mean, it's still on air and it's still like, you know, it's getting more and more popular. Apparently at this point, little Bruce Wayne has actually put on a suit to do some vigilante justicing. But ooh. I looked up some pictures and it's him in a ski mask with a black trench coat and a turtleneck sweater.
You know, you won't hear me take this like stance a lot on this show, but I mean, I really hope somebody beat that 14-year-old up. Just smack him around a little bit.
I mean,
bit.
He's been beaten up in that show before, more than once.
Well, he in that ski mask, he deserves a couple more hits.
See, I'm looking for it. And I don't know if that was at the end of season three. I read something that would imply that at the very end of season three, he put a ski mask on, and everybody was like, oh, my God.
No one cared who he was before he put on the mask.
Did he like take it out of the dryer weird so there was like 2 points on the ski mask that just kind of happened? Because that's how Gotham works. It's just like, oh, this is a little weird coincidence, and here's the Penguin.
I don't believe that the only reason that they put Bruce Wayne in a mask is to so they could do, hey, guess what? Bruce Wayne is Batman. Did you know that?
20 years down the line, Gordon's going to get really annoyed that this Bruce or this Batman character is doing his job for him, but like the couple times that 14-year-old did it 20 years ago was really nice.
And I mean, and Ace has said it before and I still agree with him. That show would have been great as like a 4-season thing maximum, all about like Jim Gordon solving actual crime in Gotham City.
That's what we were pitched.
Yeah.
That is what all of the before it premiered, mm-hmm. that is what all of the marketing was. That's all they talked about it was going to be, is like, hey, this is pretty much the Jim Gordon origin story. And you know what? I'm fine with them doing little winks and nods to other stuff. But, and I get this is an Elseworlds thing. This is its own deal. Like, so, you know, they can play with whatever characters they want. But they shouldn't, because like other places have done them way better than, and then beating you over the head with, hey, Pam, his name is Isley, and he's got a redheaded daughter named Pamela.
It's Pamela.
She
Isley.
She cares about her plants. Okay, so just we're gonna circle back real quick. Again, we're gonna show her caring for these plants, like she's only concerned about her plants. And her name is Pamela Isley.
My favorite one, the one that it hits you so hard over the head. Now we have this other character. She's a thief. And she's kind of interested in Bruce Wayne, but kind of not, but kind of. And she steals stuff, right? So she's a thief. Her name is Selina Kyle. Selina Kyle. And her nickname, guys, it's Cat.
Because she's like a cat burglar, and she's a woman who's a cat burglar.
Well, no, Asa, she's a girl. Her so nickname is Cat.
So, like, who?
That's what they're hoping for.
Like, they would like, love you. They would be like, oh, you need to watch the show Gotham.
It's so gross.
I was going to say, like, Starfire? And I was like, she's not alive yet. I can't play that.
I mean, she's alive. She's just on a very different planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and I do get it, because there are non-comic book fans that are watching, you know, Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine if you want to do those subtle nods and stuff at it.
For the people who are comic book fans. But when you spend so much time on it, the people who aren't comic book fans
are just confused.
It's like I think it was Luke Cage or Iron Fist. I don't remember which one. But it ends on like, the episode ends on this huge reveal of, oh, this shadowy figure who has been speaking.
That was Iron Fist.
This shadowy figure that's been speaking in a super heavy accent and has this very distinct silhouette. That's Madame Gao. Yeah. Duh, like, everyone who's caught up with the show so far knows that.
Yeah,
and everybody who had, and if someone's just watching Iron Fist, which, bless your soul, that means nothing to them, other than, oh, it's an old lady?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was probably the worst reveal ever. I don't understand.
Now, I haven't watched Gotham, but I'm really excited for the scene that happens when they're, like, just a cutaway, a random cutaway at, like, a hospital. and this couple just had a kid. And I'm like, what are we going to name him? Let's name him Richard. Richard Grayson.
I mean, they're going to have, like, circus tights on,
too. I was about to say, it's like, you know, we have to make sure everything's okay because we have to get back to the circus because we're leaving next week back to Bloodhaven with our son, Richard Grayson.
But they're going to, but it's going to be a thing where he's, like, 5 years older than Bruce.
Yeah.
With this show. Ugh.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
We got to fly over there with Richard Grayson.
In the night.
You see him.
Quit being a dick.
But then you see the dad, like, the dad's all stressed out on the phone, like, no, you'll get your money.
And then you're just going to see a robin perched on a windowsill just to really hammer it home.
Now, will it be at daytime, or do you think it'll be, like, dusk?
Dusk. I'm thinking it's daybreak.
Night.
I said they
That's
fly.
That's a good idea. Yeah. And
God,
honestly,
WB's listening to this, and they're like, God, that would be a good scene.
It's Fox.
Fox is definitely listening to us being like, that would be a good scene.
I'm sure
And they would write that scene because I feel like they legitimately believe they're being subtle.
Yeah.
Like, they
subtle.
They really think that it's like, yeah, that was a nice wink to the fans. Mm-hmm. That's what that was.
They got the wink and
I hope
gun.
They get it.
They like stalk message boards, like waiting. Guys.
Let's see if they got that Easter egg.
Let's see.
Somebody figured it out 2 hours before the show aired. Yeah. That's how subtle they are.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, it's okay. So anyway, other than Bruce Wayne suiting up, which I guess they're going to make him a 15-year-old Batman, they showed off one of the big bad villains for season 4.
Bumble.
Apparently, little Bruce is going to encounter Scarecrow. And we got to see an image of what Scarecrow looks like.
Claymation in Crow?
The Gotham universe.
I liked it.
Yeah, and you're stupid. And here's why. It looks like they took a claymation like fan art thing from DeviantArt and then slapped googly eyes on it. Because for whatever reason, his eyeballs are super vivid in the and they look like they're coming forward in the mask. It just looks goofy.
Because we also don't know, in fairness, we don't know if that's what he's going to look like all the time or if that was like a toxin nightmare.
If that is what he looks like as the toxin version.
Oh, no.
That is significantly worse.
It is pretty horrible, though.
I liked it.
And I really like what happened there. I'm going to give a quick play-by-play. So Dalton went to take the ball and put it on the tee. He didn't pitch it to him. He was wanting to put it on the tee. As he was placing it on the tee, Asa was already full swinging. He was coming at it.
Not at the ball, at his head. This is it's so awful. Like, Scarecrow is my favorite Batman villain. I make no, that's not a secret. Mm. And so anytime, he's portrayed poorly, I take it as a personal insult. This looks atrocious.
They should have just took the Injustice 2 Scarecrow and put it in the show.
That grew on me. That character design, I wasn't a big fan of. And then it's like, oh, no, that's just what you're encountering, as you're dosed with the fear toxins. Like, okay, that kind of gets a pass. Because even his, human form is kind of, it's more true to what, Jonathan Crane as a character is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like that he's going to be, 20 years older than Batman. I don't, and it looks so stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't look great. And yeah, we're talking minimum 10 years older than Bats.
Mm-hmm.
And Crane is not supposed to be an old man by the time Batman is really doing
his vigilante.
And it's
one of those things where a lot of these villains come because Batman's already there. Like, that's a huge part of the Batman mythos, is that this caped vigilante crusader is attracting all of these other it's the escalation. We get handguns, they get automatic weapons. We get the automatic weapons, they get hollow. It's just that that scale.
It's nothing, an arms race.
Yeah, nothing calls for this so far, other than super corrupt GCPD, if it even is. I don't know. That might be something else that they changed in the show. Because again, I gave up after four episodes of season 1. Couldn't take it.
Which, yeah, and like I said, the second half of season 1 is worth, in my opinion, getting through all those not so subtle hints.
I would love, if I could just get a compilation of just all of Robin Lord Taylor's stuff.
Is that a Penguin?
Yeah. Because he was awesome. I thought he was awesome. I've seen other clips that he's in later in the series, and it's almost enough just that to get me to want to sit through it.
You know, he is an amazing Penguin.
And then, but every time I get a little bit closer and okay, I'll check it out. Then they do the, oh, look, it's Pamela Eyes. Okay, nope.
Honestly, the casting is absolutely not the problem with Gotham. Like, I can't think
It's the right. Like, I have no problem with the casting.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think. Like, I can't think of, like, a bad casting for it. Like, yeah, the guy they got for the Penguin is amazing mm-hmm. as Penguin. But, like, I was trying to think of somebody that was bad as, you know, as who they were cast. And I can't.
I love the guy who plays Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
If that was actually the show they told us we were getting, I would be, like, on board, like, okay, I'm scouring every possible bit of information to get more of this. Because he's great in it. Like, and I love that idea of, like, a Gordon origin story.
Yeah.
But then they just can't help themselves with, oh, hey, let's place all of these characters who shouldn't be a thing. And he's not equipped. Like, they're just...
I blame the internet. Because they probably saw a lot of, like, fan outcries for, you know, more Bruce, more this, and this. Similar to why, like, the internet, in my opinion, is what ruined the Arrow. Because you had this very small but very vocal group of fans that were saying, you know, Felicity or bust.
Mm-hmm.
Or Olicity. Yeah, Oliver and Felicity need to be together or we riot. And I feel like the writers took that as, well, might give the fans what they want. So they killed off the real love interest and what should have been the love interest and then started putting in them with Felicity and then made her the primary antagonist of season 4.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Bummer.
I'm in a bad mood, guys. So anyway, yeah, going back to Gotham. Yeah, no, I would absolutely have loved more information, like more of Gordon and a whole lot less of Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Whole lot less of Bruce Wayne. I did like Alfred a lot, too. The guy they got for Alfred was awesome.
I don't remember enough of the show. He may not have been as huge of a part in the early season.
Like the first couple episodes of Gotham, Bruce wasn't really there a whole lot.
Yeah.
They actually tried giving us the show that they told us we were going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And then midway through the first season, they were like, and never here mind. They are.
Well, we still got, like, most of the first season is really, really Gordon heavy with the occasional couple of, like, Bruce Wayne scenes of him, like,
see, and, yeah. I didn't mind that. Like, okay, yeah. Tell me the story. Like, also tell me the story of Bruce as a kid growing up, you know, disturbed because he is, like. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his relationship to Gordon. Because mm-hmm. most of the scenes you saw with Bruce, like, I would say at least half. Half of the scenes you saw with Bruce also included Gordon.
Right.
Yeah.
In the first season. And the ratio shifted quite a bit on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, man, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and skip to the Batman stuff I'm actually excited about. We got a little bit more information out of, and I know you guys probably know this about us by now. We're really, really excited for this Batman White Knight book.
Yes.
Where the roles are effectively reversed. Batman's kind of portrayed as the antagonist and the Joker is the protagonist of the story. And we got to see a little bit of preview. It's online. I'm not going to talk too much about it, so I don't want to spoil it for a whole bunch of people. But it's out there if you guys want to look at it. The gist, we kind of see what happens to the Joker to cure him, because we know that's the whole thing. Like, he's no longer insane.
That he's been reformed.
Yeah. And we get to see a little bit of the setup on how the Joker seems to be, anyway, cured, and how, like, the grassroots campaign against Batman kind of starts.
Mm-hmm.
How they start planting those seeds of, you know, Batman is a maniac. He's not helping. He's only making everything worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm so excited for this book. So excited for this book.
The art looks awesome.
Yes. Sean Murphy, I think, is the...
yeah.
I think he's Murphy. The writer and the
yes.
artist.
Yeah, no, yeah. yeah. It's the same guy doing the writing and art, so...
When does it officially come out?
It's supposed to be next month.
Is it, I think, like, October 4th?
Something like that?
Yeah. Is what's October in my head. 4th would be a Wednesday, so that does sound right.
So yeah. That's what I think it is, but...
Dalton, keep stop stalling. We agree that it's likely October 4th, but we're not sure.
Batman White Knight?
Yes. Batman White Knight. And in the meantime, so yeah, definitely go check that out if you guys are interested in it. Or if you're on the fence, like, I think this just increased my hype for this book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, really excited to read this book.
It is the 4th.
It is the 4th? Okay.
Yeah.
I did it.
Good Yay! Job. October 4th.
A lot of these, like, weird offshoots where it's just, like, maybe Batman's the crazy person, I'm never a big fan of.
We have not... I can't think
well,
of
like,
any
we've
of
never
those.
Got... We, it's never been this extreme, but there's been the things of, like, any... Like, there's been annuals. Like, I think there was one in the New 52 where it was just, like, you know, like, you're the bad person. Like, you were the reason everybody's in Arkham because you were crazy enough to do this. So everybody was trying to convince you, like the arms race thing. And every time I like see that kind of story being portrayed, now this is the most drastic we've ever gotten. But I'm just like, eh.
I mean, the only time I've ever seen that is when you have, like, a therapist or something like that on a news program talking about it. But everybody just kind of, like, that's going on in the background while Batman is saving Gotham City again.
Yeah, I don't remember what it, like, it was an annual, and it was in New 52, which that's all a blur. But there was something, like, where he was in Arkham and somebody, like, stopped him or like trapped him in a cell or something like that, and I can't remember. Of course, I can't remember. Like, it was like right before Zero Year. I feel like
it's been a pretty big staple of any time him and Hugo Strange.
Yeah,
that's usually part of a Hugo Strange bit. He tries to convince him that
maybe you're the horrible one,
right?
He's the reason that Gotham is in such disarray.
Yeah,
I will pick up the because like I like Sean Murphy a lot. I will pick up the first book, but I don't know like. It's going to have to be, like, amazing for me to be like, I want to read all
of it. Maybe you should check out the first couple pages then, just to kind of give you a better idea of, like, what it would be. Because, like, I'm avoiding it just because I'm already excited for it. I know I'm going to like it because, again, I like Sean Murphy, too.
You don't need any more hype.
Yeah, the idea behind the story seems cool.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited for this book. All right. See, that's actually all I got for comic books, so I figured on.
I meant to tell you this right before, but then you went right into the intro. There's some good movie news that's comic book related.
Oh, what's that?
So they've confirmed that there's going to be an X-Force movie after Deadpool 2.
Ooh.
It's going to be Ryan Reynolds, Josh Brolin, probably Domino.
Ooh.
Like, so, but it got a writer-director, and it's Drew Goddard.
Ooh.
Who wrote Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah,
and you changed it.
And did the first season of Daredevil.
Well, because I knew he wrote Cabin in the Woods. That's actually the only thing I knew he did. I didn't know he also did the first season of Daredevil.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's just more greatness right there.
And I like X-Force
as a concept?
In general, yeah. Like, that was one of my favorite. I can't remember what it was actually called, but the one where it was just a fantastic comic run from a few years ago, because it was when I was living in Virginia, so probably about like 5-6 years ago. There was an ongoing X-Force book that was just crazy good.
X-Force is actually what made me realize that while I dislike Deadpool in a solo book, love him in a team.
They did the thing where, I can't remember who it was, but they like were just berating Deadpool because they found the like reincarnated Apocalypse, and he was a child. Like, he was like 10 years old. And there was this huge moral dilemma of, okay, we know he's going to become Apocalypse. So what do we do? We could kill him and stop him from being Apocalypse, but he's a kid and he hasn't done anything evil yet. So, or we could try to like mold him to be not evil. And one of the X-Force people like straight up just kills him. And Deadpool has a huge problem with it. And they get into this huge fight. And the person who killed him is like, you know, you're just here for the money. Don't act like you know, don't be on a high horse about morals. You're an assassin. You have more innocent blood on your hands than this whole team combined, just tearing him down over and over. And you're only here for the money. If it wasn't for that, you wouldn't even be here. And he just looks at him. Yeah, but I never killed a kid. Walks off. And I think it's Wolverine is just like, yeah, he hasn't cashed a single one of the checks we've written him for any of these jobs. And it's just like, ooh. There's also a part where, Archangel is like barely alive, like clinging to death, and Deadpool's feeding him
pieces of
and he's like to keep him alive, and he's like, where are you getting this food? Just keep your eyes closed, as it's him slicing off like pieces of his arm.
I think he actually says, if I tell you, do you promise to keep eating?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yay Deadpool, but ew.
Yeah, no, that entire run was, because that had Phantom X, Domino, I think Domino was in part of it, Archangel, Wolverine, I think Cable was part of it.
Cable usually,
because that was the gray and black Deadpool.
Yeah,
like he had that awesome suit.
Because it was part of the X-Force uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if that cloned Apocalypse is different than Evan, Kid Apocalypse?
I don't know.
Okay,
I need to go back, because that was actually something that I missed the initial bulk of the first run, and that was something I was actively trying to find like every issue of that run, and I have quite a few of them. And then I have a couple trades collected, but I'll have to go back and see like who wrote it. And
I gotcha. Because yeah, that they're actually that character does exist, a clone of Apocalypse as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Apocalypse, Evan Sabaner, I think is his name, something like that. I can't remember off the top of my head. It's inconsequential. He actually played a huge role in the all new X-Men book.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the all new, all different? It was the one after Secret Wars. He kind of joined up a little bit with the time displaced X-Men,
mm-hmm.
and hung out with them quite a bit. They had him and Beast had an adventure back in time. He met the original Apocalypse before he turned evil.
Oh,
that was kind of cool. it was actually just a really interesting arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah, so that makes me super excited for, like, Ryan Reynolds is one of the producers attached to it too. So. Uh-huh. It seems like it's going to keep its...
He's so amazing.
It really is.
It's really true.
Well, I'm interested in it.
No, yeah,
besides
I am too.
Besides the fact that it's Ryan Reynolds, it sounds cool.
Yeah, I mean, as long as Deadpool 2 is anywhere near as good as Deadpool 1, yes. I will be excited for this X-Force movie.
Yes.
I don't know how they're going to do an X-Force movie without Wolverine. So I don't know if they're going to try and recast him or they're just going to not include him in it.
Like Hugh Jackman or just a new
Wolverine.
Person.
Yeah, new person or whatever. I don't know what they're going to do.
I mean, they could recast him or...
Yeah, because Wolverine is just like a... He's kind of a big deal in terms of the X-Force.
Okay.
Because it's kind of his team, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was like with the timeline, I guess. Would that have been...
Yeah, I mean, with the timeline, Wolverine is still, like, good to go.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, this would be, like, years after Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, well, not years after, like, not Days of Future Past either. No, yeah, Days of Future Past.
Apocalypse? Days of Future
Wait,
Past
Apocalypse
is the most...
is the one.
Apocalypse is still in the 90s.
Yeah, no, yeah. Days of Future
movie.
Is the most recent.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
okay,
the timeline
is
the most
movie.
Recent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but only, like...
timeline's hurt.
Yeah. only the way it ends where Hugh Jackman's walking through the mansion and he has bone claws.
And they retconned a bunch of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because...
He doesn't have bone claws at the end of Days of Future.
I thought he did.
No, he has adamantium because, remember, he gets taken by a striker.
He still gets found.
Oh, that's right, because Mystique dresses up as Stryker.
And then also, Days of Future... Apocalypse. Jesus, why am I doing this? Apocalypse, they do the X-23 scene.
Yeah.
Where, like, they show up at the bunker, and then Wolverine kills all those guards. He definitely...
Because he's like...
That's not X-23. That's just the Weapon X project.
Sorry. Again,
because we don't see X-23 until Old Man Logan, which is way past
Days of Future. Timeline, yeah, no, you could...
Fox X-Men timeline is messed up.
Yeah.
Thank God there's four of us to really keep all of us in check. But yeah, no, Wolverine definitely has adamantium claws at the end of Days of Future.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. I just forgot.
But yeah, Fox, it took four of us to really just keep everybody in a line.
Well,
yeah,
like, outside I'm so of, confused.
And it like, seems God. Like this is going to be in the Deadpool timeline. And they're not going, well, I say they're not hopping around time, but Cable's going to be in the second one, so...
And he's, by definition, that's hopping around time. He's coming from the future.
So let's say this one's going to be right after Days of Future, because he... Yeah, it has to be right after Days of Future.
I mean, Deadpool is supposed to be, like, right around the same time as Days of Future Past.
So, like, yeah, no, current day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the end of Days of Future is the only thing we've seen from current day X-Men other than Deadpool.
Right.
Everything else we've seen from X-Men is way in the past or
way in the future.
Yeah. Or an alternate future. Or an alternate present.
So the good
I don't care. It's cool. X-Force is neat.
X-Force is neat.
They ain't afraid to kill.
And yeah, exactly. And Wolverine. I wonder how what they're going to do for what they are going to do for Wolverine.
We need to get off this topic.
Yeah, seriously, I can't talk anymore.
Is it going to be? Is it McAvoy or is it?
which Xavier are you taking me? Is it McAvoy or Stewart? These timelines confuse me.
It confuses one of the characters in the movie. Fox. WTF? The F doesn't stand for Fox.
What the Fox? All right. So.
That was a fun bit.
That's cool though. Like I dig an X-Force movie. I want to know who they're gonna get in it other than Domino Cable and Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
I
neat.
Mean, they have a pretty Forge. Thick.
You mean they could also put like Colossus has been in the X-Force as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which boy do I love me some Colossus,
especially Deadpool, the Deadpool right? Colossus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that every bit of that was awesome.
Don't make
movie.
Me puke. That would be a great line.
I need to
there.
See that movie again. It's been a while.
Oh, I watched it a couple months ago. It's still really, really good.
Well, anyway. All right, on to some video game stuff.
Video games.
Yeah, first, PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. For those of you that don't know about this game, it's still in early access or alpha. Like, it's not even technically in beta yet. But it is a stupid popular arena game on PC. Like an arena first-person shooter. Basically, you kind of drop, like, 100 people. Yeah, or third person. Yeah, I think it actually is third person. They're just about to add first person.
Well, you can do first person. Like you can, like, switch to first person view for when you're, like, aiming down the sights.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they have servers that are dedicated to, like, exclusively playing in first person.
Gotcha.
Like, I think that's how. And then you can do, like, exclusive third person.
Too. Yeah, admittedly, I don't know a whole lot about how the core gameplay of it, because
I know a surprising amount because I've actually been watching. It's one of those things where when the game was announced and Hunter put in the group chat, like, I don't know what this thing is, but I could see myself watching a lot of it.
Mm.
I have been watching a lot of it, and it's super cool. Like, I've been tempted to buy it before, but it's one of those things where I would have to convince, like, everyone else to buy it
because
it seems like
it
would be way more fun to play as a group.
Yeah, I just... It's one of those things I don't like paying, because it's $30 right now,
mm-hmm.
which my understanding is for what you're getting, like, $30 isn't bad, but at the same time, you're spending $30 for an alpha,
mm-hmm.
and I just, I have a lot of trouble spending $30 on a game in alpha,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know, but
I have trouble spending money on a game that's in beta.
The amount of, not necessarily polish, but, like, it's a lot far, when you think alpha... Like, it's not what you think. Like, it's pretty there. It's a complete, like, I feel like it for $30, it's as complete of a game as, like, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree okay. with that.
And, like, you know, it's one of those things where when people bought the Switch just for Breath of the Wild, like, okay, I'm getting my $300 worth of entertainment from this purchase. So it's like, okay, well, I'm getting $30 worth of entertainment from
this
purchase.
And I'm sure I would. It's, I just,
The principle of the...
Dropping $30 in a game,
because a lot of those early access games are you're paying for the alpha or like and the pre-launch so they can fund the rest of the game to actually be finished. Whereas this is a much more complete experience,
right?
Which
I don't know why it's even still in early access at this point. They have so much money,
yeah.
Because the big news with PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds is they hit 1 million concurrent players.
Mm-hmm.
Dang,
this is a game that's supposed to be an alpha. That's hosting over 1 million players at once.
Dang.
Like, it's catching up to, like, Dota 2 is the most played Steam game of all time. Like, mm-hmm. it's catching up.
Yeah.
That's
Which
impressive.
A lot of these, like, it turns out a lot of those numbers are bots. Because, really, you just have to, like, if you just join the game, you get rewards right now. They'll need to do something about that. But so it's a lot of, like, AFK bots just farming stuff. But still, just, like, that is...
I mean, this, yeah.
That's still a ridiculous amount of...
People, especially like in an early access game.
Yeah, and it will eventually come to Xbox One as well, because yep. Microsoft is kind of giving them funds to work
Report
on
it over.
Apparently, Sea of Thieves actually like is sharing their water engine with PUBG.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So for those of you that have never heard of this game, like it is kind of interesting. I recommend looking it up. Don't let me stop you from enjoying this game. Because I am a minority. Like mm-hmm. like I said, there's over 1 million people playing it. I am a holdout, and I don't know why.
Listen to me.
Listen to Asa.
It's neat.
Asa's happier about it. Because the premise is awesome. I know,
yeah,
right?
what alternate Deadpool X-Men timeline have we fallen into?
There's going to be another podcast with four people trying to figure out this little fiasco of just being like, Swartz and Fox.
There was one time where Asa was happy about something that Jesse was upset about. So yeah, you drop 100 people. Into a map, and you can run solo, you can run as a team if you want, and the map is huge,
and there are team modes too, whereas you can do like it's like a four, like six groups of four,
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
So yeah, you can do that, and basically it's last man standing.
Mm-hmm.
You run around, like you get dropped with pretty much nothing. You have to find gear,
everything.
Weapons, everything in the map.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you can actually encounter someone and both of you are just going to go fisticuffs
mm-hmm.
because like neither of you have found a gun yet. So it's really, really neat. And it's like I said, apparently it's a blast. Like everybody that I know on PC is playing this game.
And it keeps it does a really good job of keeping the action flowing because, yes, like you said, the map is absolutely huge. Basically, everyone starts in an airplane. And it just flies over the map, and you can choose where you want to drop out of. So it's like, oh, here's a cluster of buildings. I want to explore those buildings to try to find guns and armor and stuff. But a lot of people go for the populated areas because they know that's where the gear is. So you, it's, it starts off super quick, and then there is a like play arena type deal where it's, there's a circle on the map, and if you are outside of the circle, you constantly take damage. So is, and then as the game progresses, the circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller to keep, you know, you can't just
hang out around the outskirts the whole time.
You can just kind of find a place and hide, but you can only hide there for so long, because eventually, unless you are lucky and you find, like, you, you pick out where the circle is going to be, you're constantly really going to have to stay on the move instead of, you know, just camping out in one spot and hoping everybody kills each other.
Yep.
And then it's last man standing to.
Yeah, no, so like the premise round is
things. It's rounds of the circle.
No, it's just as the game goes. It's just like after after 3 minutes, and that's a totally arbitrary number. The player, you know, the player arena is will be shrinking, and then you can just see it go, and it's just this giant electricity field. But then they also do like cargo drops will come in with equipment.
So it's Hunger Games.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like it really is.
I was waiting for that sentence to get said so I could be like, yeah, so it's exactly Hunger Games. Yeah.
So like cargo drops come in, random like artillery strikes will hit.
Huh.
So you know, if you and it's all shown on the map. Huh. So it looks super cool. It's fun to watch. I've been watching a lot of people play on it. Like I said, if I was any good at PC gaming, like, and I had people who were going to play with me, I would probably pick it up. Once I get moved, there's a much higher chance I'll probably pick it up, because my computer will be a lot closer to it. I won't have to go up two flights of down two flights of stairs to get to my computer.
Which is fair. That's fair. All right. So, yeah. Also, above 1 million concurrent players, Destiny 2.
Yeah.
And it's been surprisingly popular. Mm-hmm. Like, apparently it's been hard to get a copy if you wanted a physical copy. Yeah, it's doing really, really well, despite certain things. We had a little bit of an outrage over microtransactions. And for those of you that played the first Destiny game, you probably remember shaders. If you wanted your gear to... Because when you found gear, it was all, you know, different colors, unless you got the same stuff in a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But yeah, it was all kinds of different colors. Sometimes, you know, it didn't look so great, like, together.
Dark green arms, bright blue legs, yeah. A purple head, and then a red chest plate.
Yeah. So yeah, you it looked awful. Mm-hmm. You looked like some sort of like weird Voltron. Like,
sounds kind of cool.
I mean, if you like that kind of like Batman of Zur-Ah whatever look, I mean, yeah, that's go for it.
So yeah, but you had shaders. You could find shaders. Like, they had legendary ones that you would get for, you know, like doing certain things, like beating the raid, doing certain strikes. Like, you could find these really cool, like, themed shaders, and they would make all your gear a uniform color, so all of it kind of matched. Well, they have shaders in Destiny 2, and you can get them the same way. You can find them like in loot drops. You can grab them from, like, you know, beating the raid and this other stuff. You can also just buy chests that have a chance of dropping different shaders.
Oh, that's cool. So I think you have like a lot of options to get all of your gear to look the same.
Yeah, and on top of that, like, it's not, you don't have to just, it's not one shader for all of your equipment.
Oh.
You can actually apply a shader to just your helmet, just chest piece, legs, arms.
Quick correction. It's not can, have to.
Yeah, I was
Oh, yeah, have all to. Right. So that's, well, I mean, I was going to get there.
Okay.
With the bit.
That sounds kind of like a pain, but, like, that's kind of neat, though, because, like, if I have this one shader, I can put it on my, like, head and then put it on my chest, and then I can have different, like, because I have that one shader to work, and I can just put it on those two. It's like, but I can find a different shader to put on my arms and legs, and I only have to use it one time for those two body parts.
Well, it's consumable. It's consumable, folks.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a one-time use consumable.
Yeah. You can throw it on weapons, you can throw it on a ghost, you can throw it on your ship. But yeah, one-time use consumable for the shader.
Well.
And that means it's not like you apply the shader to your head slot.
Mm-hmm.
You apply the shader to a specific item. Think like Diablo 3 dye packs when the game first came out.
Like, so if I put it on like helmet A and then I change to helmet B... Then you helmet B is whatever that color is, or does that shader stick to your helmet?
Sticks to helmet A. Helmet A is that shader until you put a different shader on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I would have asked, because Dante was in here earlier, and because, like, me reading this, like, all of the the fan outrage of the people who bought the game and realized that's the system, like, I was like, that can't be Right. That just sounds so stupid. So I asked Dante when he was here, because he's been playing it. Like, that's how that works, right? Yeah. So I should have asked him, so if you dismantle Helmet A, do you get that shader back?
Oh, I was actually wondering about that, too.
I don't think you do, though.
Probably not, the way this route is going.
Would not surprise me, because that would actually be kind of nice. Like, the way Destiny works, I swap out gear all the time in Destiny.
That, yeah. Everyone does. That's, yeah. that's
the point.
It's the exclusive point, because at least in Diablo, like, when you dismantle, if you dismantle a gear that you've attached dye to, you get the dye back.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you not?
Wait, no.
Huh. But the dye was also dirt cheap, and you could just buy it with in-game gold.
Now,
that's also very true.
After watching, I don't know how much time Dante's put into the game, but I'm willing to say he's like average.
Judging by the way he was talking to those kids he was playing with, he's been playing this game for a year.
That's true.
Yeah, no, that dude talks trash quite a bit more. Oh,
we finally told him, like, hey, quit being obnoxious. There's a reason other people have gotten mics taken away in the store.
Yeah, I tell him every time. Like, he doesn't do it when I'm around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, like, I will say when we look, because he showed us the dye, or he showed us the
shaders, yeah.
And I will say it does look like at a certain point you're tripping over shaders, which is good. And like he said, like, once you get to level 20, you find them everywhere.
Which, yeah, I believe that. But the problem is there are shaders that are specific to the microtransactions. There are also shaders that are specific to...
Oh, no, it's garbage. Like, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying...
Yeah, but what I'm saying, like, with tripping over shaders, yes, you are correct. You trip over shaders. Like, that's what I keep hearing. Like, you get so many of them. Except that some of the shaders are rarer than others, and some of them have different requirements. For example, there are some shaders that the only way to get them is by doing the raid.
Oh, well, I'm screwed.
So, yeah, Mandy doesn't like raiding. And on top of that, like, if you get... Like, you have to farm the raid for shaders, which that's actually one of their goals. They actually want, quote from one of the lead developers on Destiny 2 is that he wants, and this is a quote, "I want to run the raid trials or go back to Titan to get more of shader to be a possibility." He wants people to have that thought process. So
I get, like, you want people to experience as much of this game as possible. That makes sense. It doesn't make sense to make them play this version of a thing, because, like, if this was Destiny 1, okay, there's a raid-specific shader. I don't like doing the raids. The second time I do the raid, and I do it because I want this specific shader, boom, I got it on the second try. That's something I don't have to do because I don't enjoy it. I can play the game how I want to play it. I can do the Strike playlist. I can do Crucible.
Yeah.
But now... Because that shader is with me forever.
Yeah.
No matter what gear I have, no matter what happens, like, I have that shader. It is mine. No one can take it from me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, I finally got... Even if you go... When you go through the raid and it gives you the shader, it gives you, like, 10 of them. Better hope that you don't find better gear.
Yeah.
Or stuff you want to switch out for, because otherwise... Then you have to go back and do the raid again.
And if it's not a guaranteed drop, then that's even worse.
It's not. And especially when you say that there are the, you know, if there are the loot box microtransaction specific ones, that I like, did you see that? Is that a thing?
I haven't actually seen that, but I'm fairly certain that is the case.
If that is the case, that's also terrible, because it's not a guaranteed, like, you're not getting a shader in every loot box. Like, it's totally up to RNGesus, which, as we all know from Destiny, as we know from Destiny 1, he is a vengeful god.
Yeah, he is.
He's very Old Testament style.
Yeah, he would take things away from you.
That's like 60% of that game of fun for me is shaders and making my character blue and orange.
Well, good news is, like, you'll have a lot of options.
Like, which, cool. One like, time. If you could reuse it, I would be fine with only being able to, like, select what you wanted, because then I'd be like, oh, orange helmet and orange boots. Boom, blue this and blue that. I'd be so happy, but I can't, because garbage day.
And so many people have been, like, offering, like, hey, how about once we get a shader unlocked, we can, like, keep them as one-time consumable, but let us be able to, like, buy more with Glimmer.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would
be fine.
That's such a great workaround. And then, but, like, the only statement that, and Bungie or Activision or whoever's responsible for this is super dropping the ball and are losing a lot of goodwill, because from what I can tell, people love this game. Mm-hmm. It's Destiny 1, but what Destiny 1 should have been.
Yeah.
Except for all people are talking about is this microtransaction abuse.
Yep.
Because there's no reason for it. Especially, and also, the microtransaction abuse is through the, when you buy these special drops with real money, You get, like, I don't know what it is, but you get stuff that boosts weapons and experience. So it is, there is a bit of an element to a play to win element here.
I didn't hear about that. Like, it actually increases the effectiveness of guns.
I don't know how it works, but there was, like, I kept seeing stuff about, like, there are certain perks that you can get only through these boxes, like
I'm really hoping that's just like level up increases,
and it that might be it. But I think it is like there's like, you know, damage boost to weapons or, you know, subclass stuff, like maybe. But that's
gross.
Yeah, especially because, you know, if they have the equivalent of Iron Banner, and then it's just infinite warfare again.
Yeah.
Just
people running around. With
you
like
have the same exotic I do, same level and everything, but you don't have to reload yours. Or, you know, oh, but yours does, you know, 15% more damage.
Yeah, and I really hope that's not true. I really hope it's just like, because they had in early Destiny 1, they had these things you can, well, no, they just actually condensed it. They still had them. Like a primary weapon, I forget what it was called. But either way, it was an item you could burn, and it would increase the experience you gain for your primary weapon slot for like X amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could level up your gear faster, basically. Which... yeah, if they change that to, like, you can't just buy it from the arms dealer, you have to get it through a box, fine with that. Like, that's not a huge deal. But I really don't like the idea of being able to pay for, you know, weapon boosts, even if they're timed. Like, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently when you buy things, you get things called bright engrams, which those will contain cosmetic stuff as well as... potential of containing mods that increase the stats of players' weapons or armor, which could give them a distinct advantage. But apparently, you can earn bright engrams through the campaign, and then once you hit level 20, you get rewarded with a bright engram every time you fill the experience bar.
Okay.
So you still get...
So you get that instead of motes of light.
I guess, but that's how those bright engrams work, which is similar. That is very similar to the Call of Duty stuff, where, yeah, you can earn boxes the more you play. This sounds like you'll get more of them than you do through Call of Duty, but...
Yeah, I mean, if the level up system is the same as it was in the first Destiny, like, I was tripping over motes of light.
But
I never had any problem running, like, having them.
But apparently also, you don't even get the bright engrams until you hit level 20. Like, I don't think you can even buy them.
Okay.
So that's a little bit better.
Yeah, you don't have, like, some level 1 guy running around just crushing you with these bonuses. But yeah, okay.
But still, the consumable, like, and the fact that you can't just buy specific shaders.
Yeah.
And that's awful.
Do they not even have them in vendors? Because I thought...
You may still have them in vendors, but, like, unless you find the Glimmer. The shader that you want in a certain vendor.
Right.
So what? Best hope that you, like, run in the Crucible or the Raid or Strike playlists or...
Yeah, and I...
And it's one of those things, too, it's where it's like, yeah, I'm a hypocrite. Because the more I hear people talk about Destiny 2, the more I remember the fun we had with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, I think I just like the idea. But then watching Dante play, I'm like, oh, yeah. So it's like, I really like the idea of Destiny 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag wait for Anthem.
But I don't need it. Yeah. Yeah. Please don't suck, Anthem.
Seriously. Because I'm still probably going to get it on PC because a bunch of my buddies are picking it up.
You're weak.
I know.
I'm not buying it.
He says that now.
He does say that now.
I'm not buying it. I bought Destiny twice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Destiny 2.
You didn't even play with us the second time you bought it either, did you?
It's because I played it for like 40 minutes with Jesse one time, and I couldn't stop dying.
Honestly, like, come October, November with Battlefront 2 and potentially World War II.
Oh my gosh, Battlefront 2.
Like,
can we all just not get Destiny 2 and just get Battlefront 2?
I mean, honestly, like, if I get Destiny 2, it'll be to play with, like, the crew I play with Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of those things, like, I will probably get it, but I won't be butthurt if you guys don't.
Yeah.
And I'll definitely get Battlefront 2 to play with you guys.
Okay, good. I'm going to be so excited about that game.
That game's going to be so much fun.
But now we have to wonder, do we get it on PC?
No.
Or do we?
Don't look at me.
No, she doesn't have one yet.
Please, Xbox.
I have a PC.
Please, Xbox.
Oh, you do?
But
Yes.
She does.
But it's just what does he not have?
What does who not have?
We all know who I'm talking about.
No, it's
Xbox.
Xbox is preferable, but I would prefer Xbox because my PC is not super, and I don't know if Battlefront 2 will run cleanly on it.
No, that's fair.
I mean,
Mandy, I think, is in that same boat.
Yeah. Whereas, can run Heroes, and that's good enough
for me. I know my Xbox will run it.
Truth.
True. What's up?
And I like the controller.
Plus, yes, controller. Dalton.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how it works. I just have it.
He's still very new to
the PC. The PC Jesse has now, I have the two before that. So everything I run has to be on like low.
And I have like the 9 before probably whatever they have.
Yeah, her PC was old when I built mine. The one that Asa has.
Mine's like probably 15 years old.
Oh, so mine will run it.
And yeah. It was like a Dell XPS pre-made, I think, is Mandy's.
Like, you won't have to start worrying about, like, will this even run for another, like, 5 years?
Yeah.
At the low end.
Yeah. You're fine, buddy. Don't worry
but
about it.
But we should do console, because I like controller.
Also that.
All right, so Xbox One.
That's we can fine. Do Xbox. We can have, like, I'm fine with it. And then we can go back to, you know, the classic days of being here, just all lined up with our Top Xboxes. Top guy things. Plus Mandy.
And then whenever he shows up, we're going to be like, aw, sorry, man.
All right. So, yeah. So Destiny 2, please stop doing things that make me
just
not want to buy
your
game.
Let us like you.
Yes. Activision, Bungie, Bungu. Bungu, please.
Bungu, please.
They done bungued it up.
let me love you again. It's been so long since Halo 2.
Let's just have a Halo night.
Oh, yeah. I do love me some Halo. Anyway, Rockstar is releasing L.A. Noire on Xbox One, PS4, Switch, and a special version or VR version of the game for the HTC Vive.
Oh
that's really cool.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming out here pretty soon, featuring Xbox 360 graphics.
Shut up. I love that game. Don't make fun of it.
I don't get why they're doing it.
I don't either.
Because like
something to make money before.
If you add two more, if you add two more people to this table, like that's about the
target audience for this one.
Well, not even that. Like add two more people to this table, and the one out of six is like the people who are really clamoring for it. Where's my Red Dead remake? Where is Bully?
Like,
Bully has a bigger following than L.A. Noire.
Yeah, we still sell that game actively on PS2. People come in and buy that game all the time.
Yeah.
I have it on my 360, or I have it on my Xbox One because I downloaded it on 360.
Yeah, and so, and it's, but, like, and I enjoyed L.A. Noire, kinda. Like,
it's one of those things, like,
Ask me a question, and I will, and pick if you want my, like, subtle response, if I doubt you, or if I agree with you. I messed up that setup, but it's like, the subtle, I hate that game because did you kill that man? Well, no, I absolutely didn't. Doubt, accuse, or believe. If you go with doubt, it's like, why did you kill it? Like, you just snap on the person. Like, they're so over the top. Like,
and on top of that, like,
it's even worse than if you would have actually just blatantly accused it. It's like this sweet little old lady. It's like, did you see anything? Oh, I don't think I saw anything. Doubt. And you're just, like, in her face screaming at her, like, you're going full bad cop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of bad cops, could be relevant. In South Park, Fractured But Whole.
Oh, good segue.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Wrap the show. That's as good as we're ever going to get. That was like, brilliant. Right there. the F word almost came out. 10. Perfect 10. Tie up in this place.
South Park, Fractured But Whole. We got to see their difficulty slider, the way that's going to work. Goes from easy to hard.
Yeah.
And
it goes from easy normal. To very difficult.
Very difficult. Okay. And what the difference is, if you play on easy, you are as pale can be.
Borderline ginger.
You are borderline ginger white person. By the time you get to very difficult, you are dark as the night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, all right, all joking aside, if you've watched South Park, this would be amazing. But if you beat the game one time and you get super difficulty mode and it is just a ginger, I would be so happy.
That wouldn't make any sense.
No, because gingers are like the most hated people in South Park.
For Cartman.
Yeah.
There's the one. This is way more than just a Cartman joke. Yeah. Like, this isn't based on the way Cartman perceives you. This is it's a very South Park thing of, like, equal parts... Hey, racism's a thing, and also, like, white privilege. It's just, it's amazing. I love everything about it.
And it's one of those things, for those of you that still haven't got the joke, you actually do cycle from really white, like, as you know, the four people here at this table, to, like, you start getting kind of tan, then you go, like, Mexican, Asian, then you hit, like, I don't know.
Darker
and then brown, darker. And then you hit black.
And then you get, there.
And what it impacts
I'm gonna steal this. This will be the easiest way, especially if you're a community fan. This is the community bit.
It's Elton laughing before we got the joke out.
Because he knows where I'm going. The scale is from seal to seal's teeth. I love you, Dean Pelton.
It still gets me. It still gets me.
So, yeah, basically what this impacts is it messes with everything from how much money you get in the game to how you were treated by everybody else in the game.
Because and the way it's phrased in the game is Cartman tells you as you're choosing, don't worry, this doesn't affect combat, just every other aspect of your life.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, man, it's so good.
It's so perfect.
That's pretty genius.
It's so South Park. It's so good. Like, it's... Mm. And, like, I don't know if I like it or the reaction from the internet more. Because just salt.
Oh, so sweet, much salt.
Delicious salt. And it's all complaints of people just not getting it, like, at all.
Oh, no, I totally
even
get
in
it.
The, yeah, even yeah, in, I wasn't going to mention it, but, like, you in the group chat, like, well, I like my character to look like me. Yeah.
That's the point.
Don't you? Like, that's the point.
But, like, South Park Stick of Truth, and the reason I said it is because, like, if I played through Stick of Truth, like, 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I played it on every difficulty. And it's just, like, one of those... But my character looked like me every time. But it's been, like... It's gonna be more fun playing through it now because, like, I'm going to get, the social aspect of it. But it's just, like... Dang, but dang. Like, that's beautifully done.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, that kind of, like, that white privilege level of something you don't consider. Like, oh, well, my character doesn't look like me. Yeah, that's not a problem you've ever had to run into. That's not, like... And I'm saying that as someone who has also never run into that problem. Like, so, you know.
And that being said, I totally got it the entire time. I'm just kind of like, I'm bummed out, but I'm not like internet where I'm like, this is stupid. But I'm like, because I'm like on the, I'm like one of the people like, this is amazing.
I don't know if you saw the, there's also a gender select later in the game.
No.
And it's Mr. Mackey asks you if you're a boy or a girl. And then he'll ask you if you're cisgendered or transgendered. And that's their way of retconning. Like, so if you say you're a girl and you like, and if you say you're a girl, then you've been a girl through Stick of Truth. Like, the character in Stick, because you're still the new kid.
That's
so
cool.
So you were a girl throughout the entire Stick of Truth, just no one treated you like that. So it's just like, oh, South Park.
That's amazing.
That's neat.
I'm going to have to pre-order this game now. Like, I'm just going to have to go. They deserve their money now.
You do get a copy of Stick of Truth when you pre-order it, too.
Yeah.
Which you don't get it until...
The game releases.
Until the game releases, which is what I found out. That's why I ended up buying it on the Steam Summer Sale. I need to finish it. Because that's another game that, like, I almost want to pre-order it just so I can also get it on PS4. Because that's I feel like that's a platinum trophy I could get. And it's because it's a game that's, like, I like the combat. The combat was fun. It's hilarious. Like, there's enough collectible stuff to kind of keep me exploring everything.
Yeah, it's a season of South Park.
Yeah. So the second game is that, but superheroes, and they changed the combat a little bit. But I feel like that's something I would play through multiple times,
It's more
times
Dungeons
too.
And Dragons based this time.
Yeah. Well, it's superhero, but Dungeon and Dragon.
Well, yeah, style, combat. But combat.
Since we are over on time at this point, Asa, do you want to rapid fire the Injustice 2 Legendary Gear?
Okay, so we got the live trailer for Black Manta, who I'm super hyped for. His gear looks amazing. He comes out on the 12th or 14th, I think, something like that. But they introduced Legendary Gear. Each character in the game, including DLC characters, has one piece of Legendary Gear. It's max stats, like, so it's the strongest piece of gear you can get. You can only get it at level 20, and you can, and it gives you a crazy ability. Wonder Woman, when she does her character power, instead of having just her one piece of gear boosted, like damage boosted and special properties, you get two. Blue Beetle can have his blades out and still shoot his fireball, instead of having to choose which stance you want him to be in. Batman gets a triple jump, just super crazy stuff. That sounds cool. Like, all right, yeah. But there are crazy, ridiculous requirements to get them. There is a legendary multiverse that each character has their own planet. You go to that planet, and there are 4 towers. Each tower has requirements, including sacrifice 100 pieces of epic gear, win 100 matches using a meter burn special move, a specific meter burn special move, I should say. Win 100 matches with that character with the finishing move coming from the super move. Beat the Bane one has beat the Survivor Tower, which is 30 fights where your health and meter carry over from fight to fight.
Jeez.
They are crazy impossible to get. Like, I will never own a piece of legendary gear because each one of the towers are only like 3 fights, and then there's a boss one. So, but every single one of those require that sort of list. And I'm not saying like, oh, you only have to do one or two of those things. The Bane Tower is all five of those things you have to do before you can even fight those three fights. And then you have four other and then you have three other towers to do.
So basically, completionists have just gotten a lifetime worth of work.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, well, that would be really cool in theory. Never going to get one.
It's one of those things like, okay, if I played one specific character and only one specific character, I could probably do it. But I'm the kind of person who the lowest character I have in Injustice 2 right now is level 5. I'm trying to get to everybody to level 10, at least. Like, if I could get everyone to 20, that would be cool, but I don't see me doing that. But to even get, like, one of the other requirements is your character has to be level 20.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's...
See, anybody that wants, like, you know, everything in the game? Mm-mm. Yeah, as if that wasn't already a daunting task.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just so much gear, so much
Gerard
stuff.
Gerard is really mad that he hasn't already done this game.
Oh, he would not. This isn't a game that he would...
Yeah, just like, oh, that's just become impossible.
Yeah. So yeah, like, really, really cool new feature. For those of you that can enjoy it, I guess, cool for you.
And
many of us out there.
I will say, though, like, it is, like, crazy as it is good that you have to literally jump through 1,000 burning hoops to get this super broken piece of gear.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and also, it's great that the super broken gear is not available in, like, any kind of tournament mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I know out there immediately a lot of you are probably thinking, like, oh, wow, so I'm going to be online and people are going to be busting this gear out against me,
mm-hmm.
which, correct me if I'm wrong, the ranked mode does not allow that, correct?
Ranked it doesn't. Yeah. The ranked mode will show you what your character looks like. But mm-hmm. any of the abilities or extra bonuses, like My Atrocitus has a thing where if it's close enough to the edge of the screen, that charging fist attack he does,
yeah,
the last hit will trigger a screen transition.
Oh.
Like so, but that won't, like if I use that same piece of gear, that won't happen in ranked mode,
right.
Even though it'll look the same.
Yeah, there you go.
But just regular casual online play, beware.
It will be there, yeah.
Don't worry, I won't be there because...
Ever.
It took me 5 tries to get my first win in Tekken. But I got
it. You got it. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for us, guys. If you need some more nerdy greatness, check out our friends Josh and Alan. Press start to join. They do an awesome nerdy podcast on the weekends. They've got more of a free-form discussion on Wednesdays with a special history of gaming show at the last Wednesday of each month. Also, check out our friends at Villainous Grounds up in Perryville, Missouri, if you're ever in the area. It's a wonderful place, definitely worth checking out. It's worth making a road trip. If you're from way out of town, tell them that you heard about them from us, and then they'll let you put a pin in their map of where you're from.
Also, they will let you do that without mentioning us.
Yes.
It's very important to mention it.
But I want you to mention us.
Oh, yeah, definitely mention us. We just have a bad habit with them and being like, oh, yeah, no, they'll give you a discount, wink. And I'm going to be like, mention us and then make them charge more for the money that they may have had to give away.
I mean, we only said that once. Now it's been said twice. Thanks, Dalton.
You're welcome.
Anyway, check them out. They're awesome. Great coffee, great conversation, and obviously comic books. Get yourself set up a pull list. If you're interested in that Batman White Knight book or anything else we ever talk about, they can get you set up. All right. Also, hit us up on Facebook and Patreon, facebook.com/podzilla1985, patreon.com/podzilla1985. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.